dictation for John Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, February 23, 1983. Addresses a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, L-I-K, A421110. Dear Mrs. Pavlik, a follow-up for John with advanced renal failure, last visit in October. He was evaluated at University of Michigan, the Adult Congenital Heart Service Clinic. A new MRI was done. There has been a low ejection fraction from recent heart attack, progressive enlargement of the left and right ventricle, moderate degree of pulmonary valve insufficiency. However, the rate of regurgitation is more than before. They consider medical treatment only as any invasive intervention with the contrast exposure might make his kidney numbers worse. He is doing salt fluid restriction. He denies vomiting, gastrointestinal bleeding, or urinary tract infection. A stable dyspnea on minimal activities, but no gross orthopnea PND. Other review system negative. Medication list review. I will highlight that he is Bumex, hydralazine, nitrates, losartan, aldactone. He is insulin dependent diabetes, at least since 2016, and takes cholesterol management. Has a continuous glucose monitor and insulin pump, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure runs high in the 160s over 80s. Alert orientation 3, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, minor edema, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from January. At that time, anemia 11.8, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV low at 88, creatinine worse up to 2.8, and that's progressive over the last 1 year, present GFR 28, GFR within the last 6 months to a year around 44. A normal sodium potassium acid base, presently normal albumin, but he was consistently running low protein, low albumin. Calcium is normal. Liver function test not elevated. He has chronic elevations, C-reactive protein and sedimentation rate. The most recent A1C from November was 8.1, which is elevated. Back in September, low ferritin 48, although saturation normal at 44, PTH elevated at 69, prior phosphorus less than 4.8, prior protein creatinine ratio in the nephrotic range, it was 6.52. Prior normal B12 and folic acid. Prior urine, no gross amount of blood. A recent abdominal ultrasound. Liver has an increased texture as well as a nodular surface for ultrasound suggesting of cirrhosis. Spleen normal size, no ascites. Right kidney, no obstruction. Prior kidney ultrasound, normal size without obstruction, enlargement of the prostate. I review extensively University of Michigan records. There is a recent MRI. Prior atrial septal defect repair and prior surgery of the pulmonary valve. He was premature from toxemia 32 weeks. There is moderate pulmonary regurgitation with a fraction of 20%, previously 10%. Right ventricle dilated comparing to prior numbers with preserved systolic function. Left ventricle also dilated comparing to before with an ejection fraction of 45. This is a drop after heart attack. There was also an MRI of the thoracic aorta. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, associated to nephrotic syndrome, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, effects of heart abnormalities, recent heart attack, low ejection fraction, moderate pulmonary regurgitation, above findings of MRI. We discussed that we need to start preparing for dialysis. He will do monthly blood tests. He's going to learn about the meaning of advanced renal failure, the different options for dialysis, what AV fistula is. Given his heart condition, probably he will not be a candidate for a transplant. We will monitor for treatment for anemia. We will monitor electrolyte acid base, potential bicarbonate replacement, potential fast providers, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, management of anemia. He will follow with you and cardiology, Dr. Berlin. Only to discuss in detail, this was a prolonged visit, end of dictation,